With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Consumer Bankers Association and other banks are taking legal action against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Correspondent Mike Hemperin reports.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a rule that limits overdraft fees banks can charge. The rule, set to take effect in October, is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees consumers incur on a daily basis. Banks argue that without overdraft protection, desperate consumers will instead lean on worse, unregulated services to ease their crunch. They claim that CPFB is exceeding its regulatory authority with the new rule. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, there was an emergency landing in New York after a departing jet struck a bird. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It happened Thursday night as an American Airlines jet leaving LaGuardia Airport hit a bird on takeoff, which disabled one of the engines. The pilot of the Airbus A321 declared an emergency and was instructed to land at New York's Kennedy Airport. The jet was able to taxi on its own to the terminal for an inspection. But the nearly 200 passengers and crew who were expecting to arrive in Charlotte, North Carolina, were told the flight couldn't leave until the morning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. military has brought an American who was imprisoned in Syria for 7 months out of the country. That's according to two U.S. officials who said Travis Timmerman has been flown to Jordan on a U.S. military helicopter. The 29-year-old Timmerman told the Associated Press earlier today he had gone to Syria on a Christian pilgrimage. Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in this country to a state shield law that intended to protect prescribers in controlled states. This is SRN News. A satanic display in New Hampshire has been destroyed.
The goat-headed statue set up outside the state house in Concord to mock Christmas lasted less than 48 hours. Somebody smashed it into several pieces one night, leaving behind a cross, a Christmas ornament, and a Santa hat. The Satanic Temple has made it a holiday tradition of erecting images of Satan near nativity scenes all across the country, but lately those displays are being smashed almost as soon as they appear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under new rules adopted by the British Lawn Tennis Association, men will be barred from competing in the women's category of most domestic tournaments beginning next month. The governing body issued its new transgender and non-binary policy, saying it had to find a balance between competitive fairness and inclusion. The rules do not apply to tournaments such as Wimbledon or ATP and WTA events in Britain. You'll find more stories online, along with news and analysis at srnnews.com. Stocks end a mostly down week mixed with the Dow. Down while the NASDAQ rose and the S&P 500 was largely unchanged. Here's a review of the day's activities with correspondent Seth Sittel, reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street at the end of a rare bumpy week. The S&P 500 was little changed Friday. The benchmark index reached its latest in a string of records a week ago. The S&P lost ground for the week following 3 weeks of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 86 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Broadcom surged 24%. The semiconductor company beat Wall Street's profit targets and gave a glowing forecast highlighting its artificial intelligence products. RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, surged after raising its revenue forecast. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sittel, New York.
You'll find more news, analysis, details, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.